A popular Outcast production.
Welcome to the Sound of Life podcast, and this is Hope.
And I am Old School Mike. I was waiting for you to intro me, but no, that's cool. Hi, how are you? And we got a guest in studio. You want to introduce him as
my
well?
My good friend, Dallas Brewer, but his stage name is Fatal Foe.
Hi.
I don't know what to say.
Welcome to episode 8, yeah. So we're along for another sonic journey here this evening. We are going to talk about Dallas's music, or Fatal Foe's music, as it was said. What? So I guess we can get into that a little bit first before we'll handle the business first. So all right. So what kind of music is it? You know, what do you classify yourself as?
What I classify it as, it's electronic music, but the subgenre is trap. It's kind of popular time taking over dubstep, so that's what this is.
Let's jump right in and hear some of your stuff, and then we'll get into, you know, my questions on production and stuff that I know nothing about but like to pretend. So all right, cool. That is a familiar song because Drea picked that in episode 7, and Hope and I were kind of like, no thank you.
And now, since we heard this one, we both agreed that this one is better than the original
song.
Yeah,
I like that a lot more than the original. I was all prepared. Like, I built myself up in case I didn't like what you did, to, like, be honest and be like, no, dude, I don't like it. But, no, it's good. Yeah, it's... I probably have a decent amount of questions for you because I do know the song and have heard the original song as far as production stuff. And whatever you don't want to get into, that's fine, because I know trade secrets or whatever. Do you start with an acapella of the song?
If I'm lucky enough to get the acapella, which usually I never am, usually I'll take the original song and I will just play with it until I just get the most vocals I can out of it.
So that's cool. But so you literally just kind of play and like EQ it out to where you drop out like everything but the vocal for the most part?
Yeah.
Huh. That's cool. And then I know we talked about this briefly last time you stopped over here, which was not on a recording, but do you use like an MPC or something, like a keypad, or do you use, what do you do?
I have a MIDI keyboard, but I end up getting too lazy to plug it in, so I just kind of go with that. Plus, I'm at Starbucks a lot just working on it there because I can focus more.
So he likes coffee.
So no cool, like, I'm hitting this button, other button. Like, how do you do it then? Is it kind of like, is it set up like Fruity Loops or like a multi-track garage band or something where you're just essentially laying different tracks down on each thing? Wow, man. That's fucking crazy, dude.
You can actually do that on GarageBand, too.
Yeah, you can, yeah. I mean, I don't know how to do any of it.
Yeah,
but
I saw his little playout. It's kind of like GarageBand, but it's not because you don't have a Mac, do you?
No.
It's a different one, but it has the same settings, which there was last time he played me the 6-second preview, there was like 6 of them going down and they all started at different places in the line.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, the funny thing is I have GarageBand on my iPad and on the Mac that I use for this, which shout out to my wife for letting me use her Mac all the time for these podcasts that I do, because I like to use GarageBand because it's way simple. And on my PC, I have to use this program called Audacity, which is free, and it's just not as user-friendly.
No, it's not.
But so you've used Audacity before?
Yeah. I was trying to make it a cappella through that, and that did not work at all.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work too much. But where do you get all the samples that you... I mean, essentially, it's sample-based, right? It's like little clips or whatever?
I make some of these things. Like, I actually have, like, plugins that you make the sound yourself with all these knobs and modulators. And then other things are just samples I bought from websites that come with sample packs.
Well, that's cool. That's pretty neat. So I know Hope was telling us before in one of the previous episodes you have a Facebook page. You want to plug yourself?
Yeah. If you just go into the search box on Facebook and just type in Fatal Foe, I'll be the person to pop up.
It is FATAL FOE.
Yes, indeed. Fatal Foe. So is that primarily it? Like you just do like the electronic, like the trap music or whatever, or are you into other stuff too?
Music wise, like what I listen to, I'll listen to anything. Like I go from like just like trap, like Waka Flocka Flame to like screaming trash talk. Like I kind of bounce all over the place, but like I just, when I hear it on the radio, I know I can do something with it, then that's just what happens, and it's all downhill from there.
As far as the majority of stuff that you're making, is it more remixes like that? Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess technically that is considered a remix because you're essentially taking somebody's song and chopping it up, or chopping and screwing it, as they would say down south here. You know, do you do like original composition stuff too, or?
Yeah, I usually do. But if I want to get more people listening, people are going to look more for remixes, and then all of a sudden they'll find my other stuff and see my original stuff.
That's cool. So what's the end goal for this? Fame and stardom, or, you know, besides Facebook, do you have any like promotional channels that you do, or do you play out, or is this the kind of music that you can go play somewhere, or?
I'm on Twitter and SoundCloud too. And what my goal is right now is to start picking up live shows, because I'll make mixtapes for people I know and they like them. So I'm like, if I can do that, I could do that live. So the end goal is to obviously do live shows and have a good time.
So, Fatal, when did you start?
Fatal.
So, Mr. Foe, when did you start making music?
Sophomore year. I started at the end of sophomore year, just kind of playing around with like the free version of Fruity Loops. I wanted to make dubstep, but I've accepted that I cannot make dubstep. So I've found other genres that have fit me correctly.
So, all right. So, sophomore, did you graduate this year? Or are you still in school? Give us a frame of reference here, dude.
Yeah, I graduated this year, so it's been almost maybe 2 years, maybe longer. I'm not sure. But
so, what was the problem with dubstep? I don't know. See, I mean, my mind, I am the old man of the show for sure. So, like, what would be the difference between trap and dubstep?
Dubstep wise for me, like, it didn't make sense. I just kind of started throwing sounds together and hope they made sense, but they never did. They all kind of like didn't work together. And when it comes to trap, like, I found out I'm pretty good at playing with percussion and then throwing things in the background. So
my mom's here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And we'll take a break.
Take a base of action. Green crew, skip across the holding sector and get shelter.
We have enemy ships in Sector 47.
It's a trap.
Sorry about that. My mom just surprisingly showed up, and so we had a little introduction. My mom met Dallas. Dallas met my mom.
Yeah, we had to take a break, which, I don't know. I'll put something in between there to make it aware that we were on a break. Anyway, back to the music thing here with Mr. Fatal Foe himself. Dallas, you were talking about playing out. If you do all this on multi-tracks and in a computer over the course of like a month, you told me before, how do you play something like that live? And does it change on the fly?
Like, what they usually do is, like, when you hear, like, the live mixes on the radio in the morning, they just take all the songs and then they just mix them together so it all is a continuous mix. So I just exported that through Ableton and I just kind of mix it all together.
He made me a 20-minute long CD of just one song.
So it's kind of almost just like your normal DJ. But then you're just kind of, you just tweak it a little more than normal or whatever. That's cool. And Ableton's the program you use?
Yes, yes.
Cool. Very good. Well, nifty. I think we covered your bases there. You said you're on Twitter. What's your Twitter address?
It's Fatal Foe. Just simple as that.
At Fatal Foe. Should be pretty easy. Well, if my phone's not completely dead, we'll follow you in a second on the show. Anyway, yeah, so I don't know if you're too familiar, if Hope has filled you in, or if you've listened at all as to what the format of the show is, but typically I pick a song, Hope picks a song, we either sing praise to one another or we crap on it. So if you got a song in mind, you can play along, but I'm going to start things off if that's okay with you guys. I was trying to do some research for the show today. I was like, what song should I do? So I'm flipping through some stuff on YouTube. And this is not technically my song, but this is a cover version of my song.
I love the high school. I mean, the
what?
Homecoming Queen has a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, from last week. Yeah, Julie Brown, man. Funny. Yeah, that's good stuff. Anyway, this is the song that I'm going to end up playing after this one that is my actual pick. Is a song by the group The Pixies. And it is called Where Is My Mind? Mm. Well, this one is called Where Is My 8-Bit Mind? Because it is 8-Bit MIDI. So here we go. I'll play a little bit of it just because it's really neat. And I got sidetracked on all these different people doing covers. Like, there was this orchestra doing Pixie songs, and it was so beautiful sounding. And then this thing, and then everybody
the
and their brother.
The Pixie Sticks?
It's called The Pixies.
Who's the Pixie Sticks? Oh, wait, no. Never mind. I'm thinking of the candy. Never mind.
No clue. The Pixies are a group from the 80s. They're, it's a Frank Black or Black Francis, whichever way you want to call it, same dude. This girl, Kim Deal from, she was also in a group called the Breeders in the 90s. But, awesome, awesome stuff. It's good. Well, you'll hear it. So, but here's the 8-bit version first.
Thank you.
Anyway, so that's the 8-bit version, which I just thought was really funny. But this song was made famous. It's on the soundtrack for Fight Club. Yeah. Oh, you knew this. Boy, Dallas, yeah, he's a music kid. He knows all this shit. He's like, oh, yeah, I knew that, buddy. Anyway, yeah, so here's the actual song for those of you that don't know or just want to sing along because you love it like I do.
Stop.
So anyway, so that is the Pixies, Where's My Mind. What do you think, kid?
All right, so I have heard that song before, and I do think it's a good song, but I do not understand what they're saying in the little bit that they
like,
do talk.
As far as lyrics or yes. As far as just the voice?
The voice.
Well, yeah, you just got to listen to it over again, I guess. I mean, as far as that goes, but yeah, I mean, some of their stuff gets a little crazy. There's a little screaming involved.
Well, that's what I
There's
think about,
little...
like, old music is that I can't really understand them. Like, the Beatles... Like some of their words are like, down.
Maybe put some headphones in.
In defense to our music, like, have you listened to the rap channel on around here? Like, you can't understand half the things they're saying, but we all love it.
Rap channel on here?
Around here?
Like local?
Local.
Or like 105.5?
Like the radio station, like 105.5.
Okay, I take you on that one. Future, you cannot understand anything that he says.
It's because he's auto-tuned to another dimension.
Yeah, and I mean, just...
Other music, yeah, I understand. So.
Combination of Ebonics and slurred voice, and once you start throwing in vocal effects and everything, yeah, it gets real muddled real quick. But, yeah, that was something interesting though. I thought about your mix on that, man, because that's normally like girls singing that song, and it was like deep and raspy, and yeah, that's good. You just took that sample and just went whoa, and just wailed the hell out of it. Anyway, so that's the Pixies. Hopefully everybody likes it. All right, so who's going next? Hope or Dallas? Which one? Hope.
Hope.
It's you. He gave it a finger point.
Yes, he did.
All right. What do you got, kid?
I'm going to be playing a song called In the Next Room by the Neon Trees.
All right, so Neon Trees, Neon in the Trees. Next Room. I have no clue who this is, so let's see. They're on Def Jam, though.
There you go, messing with my mind. Usually better when I lie. There I go, stuck inside a shell, and you're leaving on the other side, a lover's carousel. If you
So just to let you guys know, Dallas did not like the song. I don't know why. It's such a great song. It was musically recorded.
Now he's got a rebut. Here you go, sir.
It's one of the best songs of the 19-somethings.
Wait. Before you say anything, it's okay, but, like, my criticism to Neon Trees is that he seems to drag out all his, like, what, vowels?
Yeah, but it sounds so good because his voice gets all shaken. Yeah. At the end.
I don't think that sounds that good.
Oh, I do. I'm like, woo! And Paige is like, woo, sometimes, too. But I don't think she's
going to
say
it. It started out, like, kind of almost on the verge of, like, bluesy sounding.
Yeah.
And then it turns into, like, I don't know, like a Bad Strokes knockoff or something. Like, I am a new band trying to sound like an 80s rock or hair band. So I don't know if I'm with you on that one too much.
All right, well, two boos and two yays. So.
That's all right, but where'd the two yays come from?
Paige and I.
Oh, yeah, Paige is here too, by the way, guys. Yeah.
Paige.
Once again, not on the microphone.
Hey.
Oh, see that? Yeah, she said hello this time, so she actually exists. Paige is not Hope's imaginary friend, as many of you have thought in the past.
Oh, man. You guys got me.
Anyway, so we're going to let our guest here tonight take a pick. And what would that be, sir?
I guess since we came in with the trap, I'll use trap music this time, but it's called Gabriel Aplin Panic Chord, but it's the Hoochie remix.
Oh.
This kid's 17 out of the UK, and everything he makes is awesome, so.
I actually listened to that song, and it is really good.
Gabriel Aplin Panic Chord, the Hoochie remix. And what, they rejected you? Oh, we're still getting into this as soon as this song's done. Yeah, after my ad in 5 seconds.
Yo, these ads need to hurry up.
If this ad ever starts.
Just a box of souvenirs.
Trapdoor, like the label, or is that?
It's a promotion channel, and I think it's a record label too.
Okay, so and Hoochie is the 17-year-old artist who provided the remix of Gabriel Aplin. But all right, so Dallas, fill us in. Give us a little more info on this thing.
On just the song?
Yeah, just the song, or this kid, or whatever.
I just think it's it's clever how he put the cello in there in the beginning, and just his like composure completely with everything with. From hi-hats to bass was pretty on point. Yeah, he's pretty
Swag.
Talented for 17 years old.
Hoochie is dope.
So, like, yeah, all right, so it's a 17-year-old kid. Where's he from? Do you guys know? Or
UK.
All right. So, yeah, there's good stuff over there. UK, that's kind of where, like, dubstep started, isn't it? Like, the whole... And dubstep came out of, like, trance and techno and everything kind of originally.
I like the alien jokes they make with it. They'll like send them signs. They said it would be fun, they said, and then at the bottom you see all of us just dancing to dubstep.
that's kind of interesting. That is kind of fitting. I have to admit, like, the trap thing's not necessarily my normal cup of tea. I mean, outside of like I guess nowadays a lot of rappers are using trap
yep.
music is like,
well,
backing
trap
beats.
Kind of
oh, okay.
And then we kind of like put the twist on it to put like electronic sounds in it, and we just kind of took it to another level.
So I guess especially for the fact that it's a little slower, like your BPMs are down lower. Like, whereas techno is like super fast, and like house music was always super fast. And I don't know, like, I used to know a kid that was into techno, and he'd be like, every 16 measures, the song changes. That's what makes it so good. And I had no clue what he was talking about. I was like, whatever, dude. But I can see where the trap, like, it's slower. I like stuff like that. I like when, you know, I don't know. I like dance music to a certain degree because I like to move like everybody else does. But I like to move slower because I'm old.
Yeah. Trap is usually like 85 BPMs to like 120, and dubstep's 140, and then trance is like 170.
I bet you we both know nothing of what you just talked about.
I do. 85 BPMs, I could probably rap to that. That's slow enough that I can get words out quickly like this. 85 BPM. That's beats,
yeah. I was
beats per minute.
And you
it's,
were rapping.
Yeah, yeah. Started to. Didn't get much out,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, I laughed.
All right, so let's dive into our
voicemail.
Yay!
Hi, Mike. Hi, Hope. It's Carrie. I'm calling to ask why I am not on this show. You can call me. Whatever. Okay.
And so my wife and her sister Carrie went away last week, and I loaded all the episodes that we had up so far of the show for them to listen to on their drive, and they did, and that was Carrie's message, wondering why she is not on the show. So,
I have the answer.
Okay, go.
Because you did not give us any feedback. Once you give us feedback and a nice voicemail, we will put you on the show.
That's even better. I just sent her a text message and was like, whatever, let me know your schedule. You can be on the show. But that's right, yeah. Why don't you call with a nice message?
We're doing.
Or, yeah, give us some feedback.
Like, hi, Mike. Hi, Hope. it's Carrie. I really like your guys' podcast. And I have a question. Why am I not on the show yet? I'm like, well, Carrie, you can come in whenever you want. Just make sure all of our schedules fit because you might be alone.
And you know what? That works. That works for me. That works for anybody. You know what? If you want to be on the show, let us know. We'll see about scheduling you in. But anyway, we got another voicemail. So we will get into that one, too. Strangely enough, I'm pretty sure this is from a relative as well.
Hey guys, this is Steven.
My
you
uncle.
You know me quite well. I've been listening to the show. I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you.
The past 6 months or so, I've been listening to a lot more music and being introduced to a lot more music, and so this sort of fits right in. You played a Band of Horses song last show that is one of my new favorites. There's another one that is probably a little more favorite to me. It's No One's Gonna Love You. Absolutely love that song. And another one that I just learned about, introduced by my girlfriend, it's called The Girl by City of Color. Excellent song. Both songs, a lot of emotion, not really dance songs or anything, just slow, very pretty, nice to listen to. So there's a couple songs for you if you're interested, and I'll talk to you later. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Uncle Steven. You are so sweet. Just to let you know, before the show, my Uncle Mike was talking, or Old School Mike was talking, and he was like, yeah, and then we also got another one from your Uncle Steven. And I was like, wait, I have an Uncle Steven? You want to know why I said that? Because you never come around anymore. I hope you're coming to our graduation party this Sunday. You better be there. Be there or be square, because I know you live right down the road from me. There's no excuse unless you have to work.
I don't know if he should come to the graduation party. He didn't come to the graduation. I had to sit through, what, like 400 kids, you know, getting their diploma. I mean, I was there as long as you guys were all there. But anyway, we won't hold that against you, Stephen. All right, so City of Color and The Girl. Let's hear this song that
I like,
is
City of Color.
Pretty and maybe depressing and does not fit in with dance music,
there's
which
a lot of emotion.
Tonight's episode.
You pour your
but
heart
let's so do it. Dallas is going to listen to the song and he's going to go home and make a trap version of it.
Yeah. Do it.
Maybe not. This is starting off kind of acoustic.
He has an angelic voice.
Angelic, you're good.
Voice. Okay, and I bet Uncle Steven that if you were to put on Pandora Radio and you played City of in Color, that the other similar artists would come up as Never Shout Never, Ed Sheeran, Brand New, and Manchester Orchestra, Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons, I know that one. I haven't known anything that you've been talking about, including the City in Color.
Yeah, they're all really good. They're more of like an acoustic type.
Yeah, yeah. That song in particular was pretty neat because like it starts off kind of slow and melodic, and then it hits that point in the middle of the song where it just really picks up, and I mean it doesn't necessarily become like a hard rock song by any stretch of the imagination, but it does pick up though. Pretty neat. Good job, Steven. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Paige, you want to sneak a song in? Got something you like?
No.
No?
Maybe next time. She's shy.
I swear. Imaginary people have nothing to say. Anyway, all right. So I guess that's going to do it.
This was a good episode.
Yeah, not bad. So what is on the mix CD that you you made for Hope there, kid?
Trap music for the Trap House. What?
Well, that's where you got really got the name from is Trap Houses, which is like where they deal dope out of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know what Trap Houses are. Okay, that's why I said it.
I'm for the people. Oh. I mean, not everyone.
For our listening audience, he was looking at me when he said that. He was like, "You are really old, Mike." And just so you know. Yeah, no. I've seen The Wire, Dallas. I know what Trap Houses are.
Oh, man.
Good show.
But yeah, it's mostly trap and other fun.
I cannot wait to listen to it.
But yeah, thank you for having me on the show too.
Yeah, not a problem, man. That's
anytime,
cool.
Anytime, Dallas. We're gonna be hanging out all the time now. Just to let you guys know, Dallas and Paige are dating. Yay! They've been dating for like 3 1/4 days.
Girls, yuck. That's a shout out to Caden from when he helped me co-host the beginning of the show. So the name of that episode is Family Fun Free for All / Girls Yuck. Episode 6 of the show. If you haven't listened, go back and listen. It's good stuff.
I was wondering why it said Girls Yuck.
Yeah, well, you got to listen to it. I guarantee if you listen to the show, there's a bunch of stuff you don't even know happens.
Probably. I have to listen to that.
But, yeah, no, man, thanks for being on the show. That's cool. No,
thank you.
And one of these days when you're over, I'm gonna have you show me how you do it. And that way I can start doing it too. What?
Woo!
Just kidding. I don't have time for that crap in life.
What?
But
what?
Anyway, no. For Sound of Life podcast, no. I am the old school Mike.
I am Hope.
And we are out.
Peace.
Bye-bye. Hey guys, this is Sound of Life podcast. You can find us on iTunes. And if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at popularoutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life little thing and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. Or 1-612-56-76-863 if you have a smartphone that does not have the little letters attached. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.
Bye.